Pope Benedict said he hoped everyone can have some vacation, both to recharge their physical and spiritual energies and to regain a healthy contact with nature. The Pope was speaking during his Sunday Angelus just a day before leaving for his own holiday in Lorenzago di Cadore, staying in the same villa which Pope John Paul II used for his own vacation several times. He says he hopes the mountain air will be good for him and allow him more free time to dedicate himself to reflection and prayer. He said that mountains evoke the ascent of the spirit on high, the elevation towards the high altitude of our own humanity, which unfortunately daily life tends to bring down. He also took the occasion to greet English-speaking pilgrims.
In a special way, I am pleased to greet those taking part in the Inter Amnia World Cup handball tournament in Teramo, Italy. The participants in this event come from more than 100 different countries, some of which are in conflict with each other. Yet this peaceful gathering of athletes is an example of how sports can bring us together in the spirit of fellowship between peoples and cultures. Sports are indeed a sign that peace is possible. In today's gospel, we are reminded that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Let us all pray that the Lord of the harvest will continue to bless his church with confident and generous workers. I thank you for your prayerful presence and invoke the abundant blessings of Almighty God upon you and your families.
The Pope will be on vacation until July 27th.